You'd think that after imposing some of the toughest COVID-19 restrictions on the planet, lifting them would fill the streets and cafes with people and life would be getting back to normal. By getting rid of measures like forcing people into quarantine camps, letting people isolate at home, and allowing free travel within the country, China may have stopped the protests that took place last week, and citizens have expressed relief, but this is now happening. People are still afraid to go out. In Wuhan, where the first cases of COVID-19 were discovered, it's still mostly empty and business owners are worried.
Businesses are struggling to hold on. Let's see how it goes. After things have opened up, we'll have to see if there are any travelers. We have to see what the footfall will be like. If things are still the same next year, people will have to leave.
People are staying away because they're afraid the lifting of the restrictions will mean more people will be exposed to the virus. But the government is working to reassure people that they are safe to get back to their lives. One of the other big worries is a lack of medical supplies and testing kits. But pharmacists in southern China say once disrupted supply chains are now functioning as they're supposed to.
There have been times when we've run out of stock because demand has significantly increased. But we have made some adjustments, so if we run out of certain items, they will be restocked the next morning.
It'll take a while for people to begin to get back some semblance of a normal life. The Chinese government has pushed the narrative the only way you deal with COVID-19 is that you don't have any cases at all. But its own health experts are now saying by scrapping regular testing, infections are going up. Not so, say the government. Health authorities reported 1,661 new infections for Beijing on Saturday, down 42% from 3,974 on December 6th, a day before the national policies were dramatically relaxed. Transitioning from a zero COVID policy to a deal with COVID policy is going to take some time, an opinion that health experts and the government seem to agree on. But how that transition is managed is in dispute, with health officials fearing a mass outbreak. But Beijing's worried that the tough restrictions on movement that led to rare protests and open criticism of the government will flare up again. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera.